Heather. Dear Heather. Please walk by me again. With a dream in your hand. And your legs all white from the winter. Your legs all white from the winter. And your legs all W-H-I-T-E from the winter. Dear Heather, please walk by me again. With a drink in your hand. And your legs all white from the winter. Your legs all white from the W-I-N-T-E-R-A-N-D-Y-O-U-R. Legs all W-H-I-T-E from the winter. Dear Heather, please walk by me again, with a drink in your hand, and your legs all white from the winter, your legs all white from the W-I-N-T-E-R.
Listening on the internet to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and live on your radio, Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. The theme of today's episode is records I purchased on my summer vacation. Every single track we're going to listen to today, including the one that's playing underneath me right now, purchased at an undisclosed location for approximately $15, several hundred records we're going to flip through today. Right now, the song we're listening to is called Soul Bossa Nova. You might recognize it from the series of Austin Powers films, or from the hip-hop track My Definition, or from the old Canadian game show, which used it as a theme song for a couple years, also called Definition. This is originally off an LP called Big Band Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones and his orchestra on Mercury Records, as is this song we're going to listen to right now, Boogie Bossa Nova.
Yeah. down. You move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Doo-doo-doo-doo, feeling groovy.
This is Dr. Weeks speaking. I'm very happy to have this opportunity to talk to you personally. First, I want to say that however long you may have suffered from nervous illness, if you wish to recover, you can. The main difference between a person ill for many years and someone ill for a short time is that the one who has suffered for long has had much more time to collect disturbing memories, especially the memory of much defeat, so that he despairs so easily. But there is nothing physically altered within this person, determining that because he has been ill for so long, he cannot possibly recover now. However long you may have been ill, your body is waiting to recover in exactly the same way as the body of a person who has been ill for only a short while.
I can get no satisfaction. I can get no satisfaction. But I try, and I try, and I try, and I try.
With every, oh my goodness, I must get out of here, you add more and more tension, so that your feeling of panic becomes more and more acute, seems more and more unendurable. If you're prepared to sit in your seat, loosen your body to the best of your ability, and let the panic flash, let it flash right through you, without withdrawing tensely from it, I assure you, there would be no mounting tension, no mounting panic. Your body will probably continue to flash panic for a while, but the panic will not mount.
I want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to hear the who, to the Petersons and Bjornsons and the Olsons that I knew long ago. Dear hearts and gentle people, I can see those Swedes all dancing. Them blonde girls sure look cute. Oh, I can hear those big Swedes a whooping with the hey nanny svenska and the poo poo padoop. Oh, how I yearn to return to my shack by the river. Hoo hoo de hoo, ya Heddy Jensen's waiting there for me. Oh, holy ye, we'll be wed in Minneapolis sometime next fall. We'll spend our honeymoon in a hotel in St. Paul. I want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where the mackerel and the pickerel and the lutefisk go swimming by. I want to gotta go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ska-doody-doody-doody, where Hedy Jensen's waiting patiently. She's my sweet patootie. She sits and cracks her knuckles, looking forward to the day when I'll arrive there shouting, got a pocket full of cents and for my sweetheart Hedy Jensen. I'll go back to the shack that I built down by the river. Yeah, sure, where life is sweet and sweets are always gay. Hey, 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 we'll spend our time romancing each night away. Then we'll go fishing every day. I want to go back to my little old shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the mackerel and the pickerel and the lutefisk go swimming by. Where the mackerel and the pickerel and the lutefisk go swimming by.
What are the elements of the good doctor-patient relationship? Why do they sometimes go sour? Is the compliant patient a good patient? What can be done about the obnoxious patient? Or the over-dependent patient who wants advice about everything? These are problems that arise every day in the general practice of medicine, and many general practitioners do not realize the extent to which they are using psychotherapeutic skills in maintaining good doctor-patient relationships and in dealing with the emotional problems of such patients. No one has recognized this more clearly than leaders of the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association. Under their sponsorship, postgraduate courses in which the general practitioner can increase his psychotherapeutic skills have become available, often with the support of the National Institute of Mental Health. As a part of its contribution to this effort, Roche Laboratories is presenting this series of records in which leading American psychiatrists will act as psychiatric consultants in discussing problems seen by the general practitioner. The first two of these records will deal with problems in the doctor-patient relationship. Others will be concerned with the recognition and treatment of anxiety, depression, and psychosomatic disorders.
We'll be right back. has been to come back to this city and play it the right way. If San Franciscans have got a swing in town, I have yet to hear a person put San Francisco down. I take that back. I heard one guy in L.A. That figures, doesn't it?
I don't understand the town.
Well, I said, stay out here in the sun, you know, and it'll eventually cook your brains out. But I said, it's a great city. Boy, those little cable cars. I often thought it'd be fun, you know, to have a gigantic pair of rubber scissors and to see the guys get on, you know, and go, hey, gang. But if I did that, why, away we go again. But it'd be a fun and different day. Can you imagine people have been catching those cars for years to have somebody stand out there, you know, and imagine all the way down the bottom of the hill. Look, Margaret, we're having a ball. Little people. There'll be always some clown. Look at that. Got a picture. It's a wild, wild age we live in. You see the headlines, Atomic Sub versus Pirates. And they criticize sick comedians. What is sicker than that? You see, I would like to believe that here is this great luxury liner. People in black tie, actually first class, second class, they're in Robert Hall's, and third class, they're just, you know, playing a banjo and talking to a goose. But they do a lot of wild things when you're down in the bilge, you know. But I would just like, I hope, as I say, that when this whole thing comes out, apparently everybody's upset about it, even the president, as to what's going on. This, just every day in the papers, it's, they're getting closer together. Imagine the guys in the submarine. Look at that, look at that. Seeing a four-masted schooner, you know, would throw you a little. But I can see these pirates going over, you know, boarding the luxury liner, people playing games, cribbage, singing and having a little juice in their compartment. And seeing these clowns with sashes on, beards, you know.
Look alive, matey, I want your jewels. Take off of that, all that stuff around your neck, miss. We're gonna take this and bury it somewhere back in the Caribbean.
You can see the captain, señores, no comprende.
Ah, never mind, mate. Go gonna look alive now. Lash him to the odd arm.
We're going to report you to the government.
And then for a commercial value, they pour a little Morton salt, you know, on it. But I guess as it'll turn out, it'll be just some bunch of clowns, you know, having a ball, but I don't know.
Thank you.
This is a scene of three people who have spotted a flying saucer or seen one, and the announcer might say, with his little microphone and portable unit rolling, "Ladies and gentlemen, there are three people here in the area who have seen or think they saw a flying saucer. I wonder if we could have your name, sir."
"My name's Elwood P. Suggins. I work down there at Brainerd Cement Company."
Mr. Suggins, did you see a flying saucer? Could you describe it to us, sir?"
"Yes, I can. I was standing there, I was just putting them cement bags up there, and I seen this huge thing. It's all orange and red and green, a cigar-shaped oblong, and there's a face of some, my God, it's the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life. Massive eyes and hair and teeth, and I don't drink. I don't drink. Don't smoke, so I know that I had my faculties. I seen that thing. I said, 'By God, you better not come near here, 'cause I'll cold cock if you do.' And somehow or other, he come close. He come in there toward the company, and Clyde Jones come out there. He said, 'He's an illiterate, you know.' So he said, 'What's going on?' I said, 'Look at that.' And he, 'Oh, my God,' and run back in. I said, 'Stand here and take it. We mustn't run anymore. Mustn't run anymore. That's what they want us to do, is run.' I said, 'Get out of that machine.' And the thing just went in and out, and there's all, it's terrible. It singed all my clothes, the hair on my hands, you can see that. And I've got nothing to prove other than what I've seen. I wish to God I'd had a camera or something, because everybody's saying, 'You're a kook.' By George, I'm no kook. I'm not kidding. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a kook. I'm home every night, and I get 12 hours of sleep, and that's the reason I'm getting far."
Yeah! It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? When baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Oh, doesn't matter what they say. Can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody, no. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
This is the record of the labor of a woman between 30 and 35 years of age having her first baby. We cannot, of course, reproduce the whole of this confinement on one long playing record. But she was so well controlled, we did not feel it necessary to include the early phases of the first stage. There was no discomfort. She carried out her breathing and relaxation as she had been taught by my wife at the antenatal class. During this stage, her husband was with her, and from time to time I joined them. We discussed her varying sensations and thoughts as the contractions became stronger. These changes may be unexpected and disturbing to a woman at about 3/5 dilatation, but my wife had described them to her and explained how they can be controlled. We commenced the recording towards the end of the first stage.
Thank you.
Still tuned in to the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Today our theme has been records I obtained on my summer vacation. Every track we've listened to so far today, all purchased on the same sunny afternoon in July at an undisclosed location. I dropped somewhere between $15 and $20 and picked up all the records we're listening to today and that we're going to listen to next week. Just let you know what we heard so far, an instrumental guitar set. High Wire was the name of the song from the TV series Secret Agent. This by a group of studio musicians on Metro Records, going under the name of The Revengers. Off an LP titled Batman and Other Supermen, The Revengers. Before that, we heard The Rise and Fall of Flingle Bunt by British surf rockers The Shadows. After Cliff Richard had left the group to become a pop star in his own right, The Shadows continued putting out all kinds of great instrumental records on Atlantic and Capitol and EMI. This off a 45 on Capitol Records, The Rise and Fall of Flingle Bunt. Before that, we heard Wildwood Flower, performed by The Real Ventures, off their Dalton LP, The Ventures Play the Country Classics. And we started off that set of instrumental guitar music with a really heavy surf track by the Guitar Ramblers called Surf Beat. And that track off an unlikely LP on Columbia Records that at first glance looks like it would be some soft folk music, but it is not. I bought this LP, The Happy Youthful New Sounds of the Guitar Ramblers, based on the advertisement on the cover that states, under the direction of Jack Marshall. And that got me excited because Marshall was a great guitar player of the 1960s who put out a novelty surf LP for Capitol called My Son the Surf Nut, and is probably best known for a song he composed known as the Munsters theme song, Jack Marshall and the Guitar Ramblers. Before that, we heard Natural Childbirth, a documentary record of the birth of a baby supervised by Dr. Grantley Dick Reed on Westminster's International Series. We've interspersed a whole bunch of spoken word stuff throughout the songs on this episode, and we'll get to that in a second. Before Natural Childbirth, we heard Baby, It's You, sung by the wonderful Shirelles, that on Scepter Record. We also heard It's Too Late by Wilson Pickett on Double L Records. I was very, very excited to find this 45 as well in my huge haul, along with everything else, because Pickett was singing for Double L a couple of years before Jerry Wexler would sign him to Atlantic Records. So Pickett, when he recorded It's Too Late for Double L, he was unknown. Before that, we heard Every Mother's Son, a sort of mild psychedelic band on MGM Records from 1968. This LP titled Every Mother's Son's Back. and the song we heard, Proper Four-Leaf Clover, Every Mother's Son. Purchase that sealed. Before that, we heard Les Paul off a Capitol Records 10-inch called Les Paul's New Sound, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. Before that, selections from the Verve LP, Here's Jonathan. We heard Jonathan Winters three or four times in between songs in there. Before that, theme from Blue Light and the Batman theme off the aforementioned Revengers record, Batman and Other Supermen on Metro. And before that, an early Capitol 45 by Yogi Jorgensen. A fantastic novelty single, My Little Old Shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yogi Jorgensen, perhaps forgotten today, but the episode of The Flintstones that was an homage to him, perhaps better remembered when pair of Swedish boarders end up in Bedrock being housed by Wilma and Fred Flintstone and sing their song I Love Vilma and feed Dino Swedish meatballs. Yogi Jorgensen, Capitol Records, My Little Old Shack in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Before that, we heard some selections from Psychiatric Consultations on Roche Records. Spoken word stuff about psychiatry. Also another spoken word LP, this one by Dr. Claire Weeks called Hope and Help for Your Nerves. And then way back at the start of the show, we heard two selections off another record. I was giddy to find George Burns Sings on Buddha Records. We heard George Burns do his versions of Satisfaction and the 59th Street Bridge song Feeling Groovy. And playing underneath me right now, it should be obvious, it's Chet Atkins off an LP titled Guitar Country. We've got about 12 minutes left, and we're going to listen to a couple more tracks. I'll tell you what they were in a matter of moments.
their little home. At least I'm gonna try. Where angels go to play out, where the ocean meets the sky. Oh, it all depends on you to make my dream come true, to make me proud or shy, to make me gay or make me sigh. It all depends on you to make me laugh or make me cry. Mezzo fatta sì così che mamma vostra perché. Mezzo fatta sì così che perché voglio bene a te.
Going crazy, 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 going crazy over you. Going crazy, 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 and there's nothing I can do.
I'm gonna round and around, I'm going, no, I don't know when to stop or go. So in love with you, my darling, that's the only thing I know.
I'm gonna round and around and go, and no, I don't know when to stop or go. So in love with you, my darling, that's the only thing I know.
Me so fatto sì così che mamma vostra perché. Me so fatto sì così che perché voglio bene a te.
Going crazy, 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 going crazy over you. Going crazy, 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 and there's nothing I can do.
Arapa porta e chiude l'occhio e stenne braccia, non parla, non te muovere, state ferma, non vasilone arà. Oh, dottore, me l'ha detto che stia a cura che già fa, senza vaso me ne moro, sai perché mo stanno qua. Me so fatta sì così che mamma vostra perché, me so fatta sì così che voglio bene a te.
Going crazy, crazy. Crazy, crazy, going crazy over you. Going crazy, 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 and there's nothing I can do.
Thank you.
the Tremolos, Girl From Nowhere, the British rock band of the late 60s, the Tremolos, this off their epic LP, World Explosion. And they were less mod rockers and more bubblegum pop, although that song we just heard going for a psychedelic turn. Before the Tremolos, we heard a song called Going Crazy by an Italian-American singer named Nicola Paioni, who is now most famous and most dead, but most famous for having a restaurant in Manhattan in Little Italy named after him, Nicola Paioni's restaurant. Before we heard Going Crazy, it was Blue Cheer off their famous record Vincibus Eruptum on Philips Records, and a heavy acid rock track called Out of Focus. Well, that does it for this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Other than Jonathan Winters, not a lot of comedy this week. Probably not a lot of comedy next week either. Similar theme next week. More records that I purchased on my summer vacation all at once at the same store, undisclosed location, for somewhere between $15 and $20. Gonna leave you right now with Sonny and Cher off their Atco Records LP, The Wondrous World of Sonny and Cher, celebrating the records I purchased on my summer vacation. Here they are with Summertime.
Summertime, and living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your mother's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna